I'm not a ventriloquist. Anybody notice? I don't have the patience to learn. Like, I could, hello, my name is Kirk. You know, I could do a little bit, but not well. Cassie and I didn't see any ventriloquist shows while we were in Vegas. Terry Fader is probably the most famous ventriloquist out there. And we saw billboards all over. And I thought of ventriloquism while I was out there, because he's got puppets and he's great at doing everything. But I'm not a ventriloquist. I can't even say it sometimes. But I am a puppeteer. I love putting a puppet on my hand and then having a conversation between me and the puppet. You do that at home, right? No? It is fun to have the conversation as part of the children's sermon because, honestly, I never really know where it's going to go. I got an idea what's going to happen, but as difficult it is to understand, the puppet sometimes says stuff that I didn't expect the puppet to say. You get into this two-way conversation, being a puppeteer, I think. And I love that the kids watch and pay attention. I also love that I see people in the congregation leaning in and listening more, and hopefully everybody learns something in the process. And how fun it was today that Caleb is the one who is the impersonator, because I really thought it would be Thaddeus, because he does those impersonations. How many of you thought it was Thaddeus? How many of you didn't really think about it that hard? Wait, Blake, you did think about it that hard. You asked me when we got here which one it was going to be, or, you know, you wanted to hear that part. Sometimes it is difficult to remember, if I have more than one puppet going, which puppet is actually talking. And my family does remind me that though there are several puppet voices, they're all pretty much the same. They're not, but there's definitely my voice is underneath all of it. Can you hear it? Yeah, it's I'm not nearly as good as I think I am. I know that's how it kind of goes. And maybe you've noticed over the few months that I've been here, that I do make mistakes. Sometimes the puppet's mouth doesn't move when the puppet's supposed to be talking. And I love to make fun of myself as the puppet liberally for my lips moving and stuff like that. Talking in puppet voices is fun. If you don't do it, I highly recommend it. You can actually make your own puppet at home without using anything. Just, it's your hand. And it moves like that, and you can talk to yourself as a puppet. It's just kind of fun. Or maybe I'm really, really weird, but I think it's fun. You should try it this week and then report to me next week that you kind of did some puppeteering at home, and people looked at you strangely, and you enjoyed it very much. Having puppets impersonate other puppets, now that's just silly, but it's also fun. You know, seeing people impersonate other people in entertainment contexts is fun. Don't you think you like seeing impersonators? I'm going to date myself, and everyone that is around my age is going to remember Rich Little, yes? From Love American Style. And he was on Hollywood Squares, I think, for 40 years. Probably not that many. A great impersonator of his time, and there have been other ones that are better since, but I like seeing them. There's a country artist named Brad Paisley. Heard of him? Who's a Brad Paisley fan? Who never heard of Brad Paisley? Who loves country music? Hates country music? Cubs? White Sox? Country music and White Sox? Country music and Cubs? Okay. Brad Paisley, if you don't know him, he is, he doesn't specifically write these songs, but he does write some songs that poke fun at the silly things people do. A couple recent ones are American Saturday Night, where he pokes fun at the fact that we all want to be American-made, yet we eat French fries, and I don't remember all the lyrics to the song, but he lists all kinds of things that are not American on our American Saturday Nights. And then there's a song called Camouflage. Heard of Camouflage? It's pretty recent. Another funny song about that's the greatest color to wear. Wear camouflage. So this guy paints his car camouflage to pick up girls, I think is what it was. But I don't think it works. There's another one from 2007, so way back when. It's called Online. And this is the one where Brad Paisley explores this world of internet personalities, that people on Facebook sometimes aren't who they seem, or they just have a different personality online. And he says stuff like, describes a person who thinks their life is dull and meaningless in the real world, but who experiences a much more exciting life when they pretend that they're someone else online. Which can be fun. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You know, that's that you're a different person in Vegas. I really wasn't. I had fun. I was still Kirk in Vegas. Maybe a little less uptight version of Kirk. But you know, impersonation, like the puppet said, but impersonation isn't always fun or safe or legal. I know that actors portray different people than they are in movies and on television, but the audience knows that, right? You know that that's someone else. As believable as the characters they express, they're still pretending to be someone else. They get, when they go to different festivals, Comic-Con was happening in Chicago this weekend, and people come and talk to the fans, and some fans are just convinced that they are the characters that they portray, you know. But they're still actors. When Mr. Rogers, remember Mr. Rogers? See, all nostalgia today. Mr. Rogers, anyone? Never heard of Mr. Rogers? Well, no one. Well, that's excellent. Okay. When Mr. Rogers encouraged children to be part of the neighborhood of make-believe, he was encouraging them to use their imagination to pretend, but not to try to make what was pretend into something that others thought was real. Although everyday folks take the pretend and try to make other people believe it is really real. You look at a recent report, a news report. I just sort of Googled impersonating A and then found all the different news reports of people impersonating. There was impersonating a police officer, impersonating a doctor, impersonating a lawyer, impersonating an FBI agent, impersonating an NCIS agent, impersonating a celebrity, impersonating a physician's assistant, impersonating a water department employee, impersonating a sibling, impersonating a child, impersonating a classmate, impersonating a victim, impersonating a firefighter, and impersonating a customs officer. All of those things just in the last few weeks under news reports. And in cases like that, the impersonation went beyond someone talking in the voice of or pretending to be someone else for fun or in a way that brings no harm. Instead, they involved using impersonation to swindle, scare, cheat, steal, or gain significant power over another. So see, impersonation isn't wrong. But one cannot take the pretend, consider it real, and then use the real to swindle, cheat, scare, steal, or gain significant power over another. Seems simple, right? You just don't do that. You don't pretend to be someone else and then try to pull one over and gain power or cheat someone out of something else like that. In this week's reading that Janet just gave to us from Ephesians 4 and the beginning of 5, there's several instructions. One of them is speak the truth to our neighbors. Okay? Be angry, but do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. I have an issue with that one because every time I do a wedding, I have advice to give, and it's okay to go to bed angry so long as you realize that you're going to pick it up in the morning. But sometimes the fight gets worse and worse and worse and worse if you don't agree to go to sleep. So that's for couples, it's good advice. It's okay to go to bed angry so long as you realize that you're going to pick it up in the morning and you really just need to sleep so it's not going to get worse. But the words from Ephesians, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Let them labor and work honestly with their own hands. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander. Stuff must have really been going on in Ephesus to have this writing. This letter comes out saying, you guys are really messing up. Here's the rules. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love. So that last one, be imitators of God. It encompasses everything before it. really does. And any that might come afterwards, you know, advice. Be imitators of God. But the one that comes right before it contains the kind of advice that we all have known or should have known since a very young age. Or we should have learned it in kindergarten, right? What is it? Okay, it's the title of the sermon. Be kind. There we go. So, yeah. I gave you an easy one, but I you know, danced around it a little bit. Yes, be kind. I love the advice from Dave Barry. Not everything Dave Barry writes do I like, but and I this one's from a Dave Barry column, and also saw it. Cassie, what restaurant were we in? Subway type place by Six Flags. We were eating a Subway sandwich, but it wasn't Subway. Jimmy John's? It was probably Jimmy John's. Yeah? We are in Jimmy John's, and they have signs there. They have cute little sayings, and the sign in there is from Dave Barry, and it's great advice, or it's great life advice, that says, the person who is nice to you and not nice to the server is not a really nice person. It's in reverse, but so it's essentially, it's be nice to everyone, be kind to everyone, even the person that's waiting your table. They're just as much a person as you are, so don't be rude to your waiter. And tip them well, 20% plus, just saying. And round up. And sometimes really, really make someone have a good day by tipping 40 or 50 or 60% and then and sneaking out and looking in the window when they get their tip. That's always nice. And tip in cash because they don't get as much when you tip on the credit card. That's my little advice. I usually give it to kids. But so 20% plus, tip in cash, and sometimes really surprise people with a huge tip. But back to be kind. I think tipping is kind. This past Sunday, our nation saw another tragedy as someone came into the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and shot and killed several people. Some were quick to point out that the shooter must have been confused, as Sikhs are not Muslims. It's true. Sikhs are not Muslims. Sikhism grows out of a desire to have something that wasn't Muslim or wasn't Hindu. And it has elements of both in there, but it's been around for a long time. It's a very peaceful religion. But I think that people who pointed out that the shooter must have been confused because Sikhs are not Muslims missed the main point of it. Sikh, Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu, Wiccan, Taoist, Confucian, Baha'i, Rastafarian, any religion. It's just not okay to shoot people. Right? Of any religion, of no religion. You just don't do that. It doesn't fit with be kind, for sure. It's not okay to belittle someone. It's not okay to exploit anyone. It's not okay to communicate to someone that they are less than you are. It's not okay to treat people as if they don't matter. Be kind. You don't have to be a Christian or religious person at all to get that advice, but it fits so well within what it means to be a Christian. Be kind fits right in there. So you can say be kind to anyone and not offend them or make them think that you're trying to convert them to your religion, but it fits with your religion. Don't seek power, but let God's power inspire us to love and good works. Be kind. Be creators instead of destroyers. Be givers instead of takers or hoarders. Be helpers instead of hinderers. Be forgivers instead of grudge holders. Be comforters instead of stressors. Be people of peace instead of people of war. Be people of justice instead of people of privilege. Be welcomers instead of people who make others feel unwanted. Be acceptors instead of rejectors. Be lovers instead of haters or people who don't care at all. Or in short, be kind. Amen.